Bine, Polikaim leil neima lochot di bia iras nese. Und die Gabret meisch noch, die Pschitoi meisch noch, die Psaptelei. Bei der Reise pschitoi die Ochle bei mir bia bei ihm, wie Kessef. Wo die Scholachle leis, hab ich Trumo mit der Rabonon. Und mit der Rabonon heuer, bin ich beim Seire, dann komme ich ihm her. Die bia pschitoi die Ochle, ja, viel mit der Rabonon, lischei aber auch das Zimpen. Mischum, die Ehen, oder mischisse bei Kees, auch im Kind bei Itkei. Im Rätseloden, wie kesset Name, leckerle Meichaschli Simpen, gib mir vor, ich bin mor. So, sche Biosa mache losa Betrumme. Pirisch akuntre, nisses Pschiete, die Kula alme Meidele, chaschli Simpen. Den oder mschisse wie Keisel, mit dem Beit, kei, wie oder wie Kiblolo. Wie kosche masche Pirisch, wie kuntre, daire, wie nisse is, to libor Abino Yashef, wo deres neis. Wie ich die Yashef, that's the Pschatten Rashi, of course, that's the Pschatten Rashi. Dore komma. Keich hat im Insuim Pschitele die Ochle, die Kulaume Meide. Sie hat im Scheisse bei Keisel und kein Bietke, Bietke. So be it even if we assume that Eres nicht. But the same wonders applies. Auch im Namen in Boale und kein Bietke. Wenn er meise Bilose, Bilasnus, war ein Rampirisch, doch ich komme. Maschifro. Weh. Nein, ich bin bei Osso und mache Osso bei Trumo, Afilum Natere, Kasper mache Osso, Afilum mit Rabon. So, ich bin bei Osso und mache Osso mit Natere, in den Dien, ich Kasper mache Osso, Afilum mit Rabon. Und meine Schappi, ich bin bei Bier, ich bin bei Loyal Bechup. So what does Rabbi Yudim Seira say? Rabbi Yudim Seira said that Rabbi Yudim Seira said but of course on the Raisa level so there was no machlekes between Rabbi Yudim Seira and Ben Bagbag. They both agreed that the Arusa is a Chalek B'Trum. But the machlekes was on the Rabbono level. So Rabbi Yudim Seira was also made it, that mit Rabbonon and Aruso in certain situations, so cannot eat Trumo. Only where there is a choshe of Shem or Timzik, but where there is no choshe of Shem or Timzik, then we are not cheshish for simpenis. Whereas, and the deducedic alachemia from Shifoknaimis, the justice we are not chishish for simpenis, mit Rabbon, regabi Shifoknaimis, we don't have to be chishish for simpenis, for mumin, regabi Shoira. And Ben Bagbag rejected that alachemia. That's the alachemia b'derachas machte anyway. So he rejected that alachemia. And he said, that whereas by Shifoknaimis, by Avodim, we are not Cheshish for Simpenis because it's not Chayach by Avodim, but by Isho, we are Cheshish for Simpenis. And Rabbi Yudim Seira is not Cheshish for Simpenis even by Isho. He is only Cheshish for Shem Otimzi. So that's why Rabbi Yudim Seira says that an Aruse ordinarily cannot eat in Trumo because of the Choshe of Shema Timzik until she is Nechneses Lechup. Now, in the Mishnah in Ksuves, Daf Nun Zayin mentions the Mishnah Rishaino and the Mishnah Achreino. The Mishnah Rishaino says, in Ksuvis Daf Nun Zayin, that an Aruse cannot eat in Truma mit Rabbonon until the set date has arrived. But the moment the set date has arrived, even though the wedding did not take place yet, so she can start eating in Truma. And And then the Mishnah Chayna says that even after the set date, the date set for the wedding has arrived, but if the wedding did not take place, so then she still is asur l'achal b'tumah. So the Gemara says, what's nakmina between the lomdes of the Mishnah Rishayno and the lomdes of Mishnah Chayna? So the Gemara says, Niksuves, according to Mishnah Rishayno, the only reason is why the Chachamim said, and now we say not in Trumo is because of the possibility of Shemotim Zeik case Liochio Lachis. So once the said date has arrived, so then we are not afraid, we don't anticipate such a contingency of Shemotim Zeik. Because then she already feels close to her Horus and she's already a little alienated from her family. She's already moving out. Even if she didn't move out, but she's already a little alienated. The set date has already arrived. After all, the Horus didn't break off the Shidach. He couldn't break off the Shidach. He has to give her a get. I mean, he's an Horus. He doesn't intend to give her a get. So he intends to go through with the wedding. But not on the said date, a little later. But she already feels alienated from her brothers and sisters. So there is no choshe of Shemotim Zikos. Mashenki Mishnah Chayne holds that the reason as to why a Nahusi cannot eat Trumo is because of the possibility of Simpenes. So even if the set date has arrived, until the chuppah actually takes place, there is still a possibility of sin pains. Now, here the Gemara, so there the Gemara says in so many words, that if we say, like Mishnah Chayne, that she's asur lechol b'truma until she's nechneses lechuppah, so then we have to apply the term of Simpenis. The term of Simpenis. And if we don't apply the term of Simpenis, we only apply the term of Vule, then we have to say like the Mishnah Rishayno. So the question arises again in this Gemara. Here the Gemara says, Rabbi Yudim Seira says, that ordinarily an Arusa cannot eat in Trumo until she is in Chneses Lechupo. That means, he doesn't say until Tagiyah's man, but actually Chneses Lechupo. So Rabbi Yudim Seira is saying like the Mishneh Achreine, according to the Mishneh Achreine, so the Tam has to be Mishums and Penes. How is it that Rabbi Yudim Seira mentions the Tam of Ule? Very strong kasha. Atikonis lechupe mishum yule, mishum kashikonis lechupe, mashma dahanik mishna achayne, diferik afalpi, sheine cheles bagos hazman, atikonis lechupe, viteime diferik afalpi, pliga meroye mishna rishayno, sheine cheles bitruma atshayigi hazman, im mishum yule o im mishum yisimpe, afil hoche, bim mishna achayne, Kula made the time mishum simpe. Kidi se hosom, di koma hosom, ubas reise mishum simpe, vore koma mishum duule, da heine mishum shemo yimzigu. Wie ich lo ima, hach di konis le chuppe, lav dafke. El hach di agi azman, uch nishne vishen, ule tfi, shebe agu azman, Regilin lasis chupe, no kat chupe. So Teisha says, Enoch Name, according to Rabbi Yudim Seira, he holds like the Mishnah Rishayna. And why does the Rabbi Yudim Seira say at Tikonis lechupe? He doesn't mean Tikonis lechupe mamesh. At Yagi Azman, Sheboy, Hintzrichim Tikonis lechupe. פישע, גויס אז מאן, דו אס סקופה, נוקאט. והרב רב מוישה מן הרבין מפורש, עד שניכנס לחופה, so we have new balletesis, I mean, that we don't find, I mean, הרב רב דוד, הרב רב מוישה מן הרבין, I mean, these are balletesis that we don't find commonly in the thesis. והרב רב מוישה מן הרבין מפורש, as a matter of fact, I don't know, והררם could also be, I don't know, that's a samach or a final mem, I mean, at the end, I don't know. If it had been in Sefer Torah, I would have to call it tinnik, but this is not in Sefer Torah, so I don't know whether it's a samach or a mem, a final mem. Okay. והרב רב מוישה מן הרבין מפורש, אשר ייכנס לחופו, הווה דווקא. Not like the first Taras and Teisves, that Konis L'chupo means that she gias man shebeit zrichim likon t'chupo. Because so far he loved the gozo mi kore mishum di ulem. Mishum simpen lo yom asrin likzeya v'leseya ashe Konis L'chupo shari mumin lo ishchiche ורב נושי מן באמום. So, הרב רמש מן אבונם, he says that עד שתיכונס לחופה is דווקא, הוא רבי למסירה שתיכונס לחופה, in other words, רבי למסירה holds like the משנה אחרינן. תיכוסוב ארי לב דיגוזו מי קורא משום דאולה, משום סימפה לא ימסחיל ליגזר ולעשה, אשר תיכונס לחופה, שערי מומן לא ישכיחה, ורב נושם אין באמום. אלא מאחר שישכיל ליגזר משום דאולה, שגוסו בתחילו עד הגוי זמן, משום שמו ימציגו קייס, ואוכיו לאחי לאחיו לאחייסו, הריחו הגזירו סודי אקסטנדד. משום ואילך, עד החופה, משום סימפה, הוילו כבר הוצרוכו לגזיר, עד הגוע הזמן משום דילה, ולקח תולעתם בדיולה, שהוא יקרא דבר. שרב מרנישן אבינה מנשן זה בתחילש. He says that רבי יהודה בן מסירא holds like the Mishnah. But then the question arises, according to the Mishnah Achreine, so the whole time is because of Simpe. And here Rabbi Ben Psira says the time is because of Shemoy Timzik Keis Lochil Achiso. So the answer is the Mishnah Achreine Rabbi Yudah ben Psira holds that true, he agrees with the Mishnah Achreine, but the primary time is why the Chachomim were misakei and Arusei shouldn't eat Trume is because of Shema Timzik, because Simpeine is a Milse L'Shriach, but once the Chachomim had to Asa, the Aruse in eating Trume, until Hagos Hazman because of Shemotim Zeik. So then they extended this man, Achet Ikonis Lechope, because of Simpenis also. But the whole Takone would never have been enacted exclusively because of Simpenis. Because Simpeines is a Milsed Leshrich. But once you have to Asa her until Agoaz Hazman, so Memele you extend it until the Chupe because of Simpeines also. But if it is a situation where you don't have to make it Takone altogether,
even up to Agorza's man, so then there is no Iser for an Aruse to eat in Truma. Kachtol atam biule, shuikra doma. Vigeish yeish svorem di garse, hoche achti konis lechupe mishum duule um mishum simpe. Ufize niche. So there is a girse in the Gemore, it says, Avlomu shayomu chachomi, Arguso bas Yisroel necheles bitrume, at שתיכונס לחופה משום דאולה ומשום סימפה. So then it's explicitly mentioned in the Gemara that in other words, the Tule is the basic tam, but once we can apply the tam of Ule, so Rabbi Yudim Seri is made it that we extend it because of the tam of simpe as well. וקצץ קושי, דומה בסמוך איקי בנאי קיבל מוסה והולך. במוסה והולך למען דומה משמדול לקה. Because he was מייסייה. The Ishe, the Bas, to the Shluchei Abal, so then it's not Shayach to say Timzeik. Umishum Simpei Nike. So that tends to indicate that according to Rabbi Yudvim Seire, there is no Shosh of Simpei, because according to Rav Meshvin Aveine, So then there is the time of simpin also. Ufirish Rav Meishe Koshe Mai Koma Hokule Isledule Vajivi Simpin Gidvirashti. So Rav Yudvim Seire also says is chesis for simpen as a supplement to the tam of vule, and so v'tzorich leimar d'may b'nai elav lifi emes sheneig achshov dos chashino li simpen elu lifi mishna rishena bo leforish malonu yave taimer mishum d'ruyue Oy mishum simpe. Mishum simpe. Alright. Now, kufyustes, pirish akuntres, inif nifoshis, vikoshi. Shrekame di tchere, soma, shol kuntritis atafso, rabiach mezakai, gabish koli mubek al italgeles, bigivu a kesef atameitzim, sain vechot kikyah. 201 kikois v'yudalef mone uvinsines hakesef atameitze kuf kikia. When Moshe distributed the kesef atameitze kuf kikia meishe rabchem ganefoyo oi kufyuste soyo, oi ne boki pechashbeine soyo. So according to Rashi's pshat, kufyuste means a kidnapper, so it has no, doesn't make sense there. What has kidnapping to do with dishonest distribution of funds? Umayin yin ginef nifoshes lachisoren ashkoin, lochin pereshraa de kufyuste es nisachar mikuvye a gambler. Vihod yom albreshis rabe vayim ashalchein. כי עולה השחר, דיקום ליעקב למלוך, וכי גנף עתו, וכי פיוסטס עתו,
שאתם סיורים לשחר, לפירוש הקונטרס ניחה. Because it means a kidnapper. So, a kidnapper is afraid lest he'll be caught, but a gambler is not afraid because the state doesn't mind gambling. The state even encourages gambling sometimes. So why is he afraid with Amla Shacha? ופרש חבר חננאל נמי יש להם די אודם שמשחק בקובי תו that the gambler is not afraid of the police but he is afraid of the creditors רוג ליס או אוף נשים הרבה וניתן לפני now בן בגבג says rejects the קלוחמה in respect to the רבונון by רבי לבן סיירי. Why? Because he says, we cannot learn out the Kalchimer of Isha from Evet, just as by Evet and by Shifa Knainis. We are not Chish for Simpain, so by Isha we shouldn't be Chish for Simpain either. That was Rebbe Yehuda ben Pseira's Kalchimer, because by Evet and by Shifa, so the time of sin pain is not shy. Imun shebigolu, so kochozale. Imun shebiseiseh, so shavavikibel. So Michael Meimar, nim zoganev, oikovjustes. So igi my amret amsar, my amret list mizuyan ichul malchus. So Rashi explains, since there's a call, if he's a convict, so then it is a call, so he takes notice. So the Rikeach is presumed to have taken notice of the fact that the Eved is a convict. A convict. Or a list of Mizuyan. So Shavari Kibel. Because the Ramnet Ham, the Ferik Amicha Peri, Soma Behedye, with the Mizuyan and Michtel Malchus, if Ruven sold an Eved to Shimen, and then he finds out that the Eved sold to him, Shimen finds out he's a list of Mizuyan, he's armed, he carries a weapon, or he's a convict. Emele Yare Shaloch Lefanecho. So he can say, the Micha can say, so in other words, so the Likiach can say to the Meicher, Harei Shaloch Lifanecho. So in other words, so we do not say Sova V'kibel. You can say Harei Shaloch Lifanecho, I don't want such an Eved who is a convict. What can I do with him? So that's contrary to Rashi's pshat. Umforash amnetam koli isli velu yishriche velu yichoshlo yisim. Not like Rashi. Kivin delu yishriche. All right, but Rashi's pshat is difficult from that Gemara. It seems to be contrary to Gemara Mabas. The Rabbi Nelio mikayim pirshakun. דהיכא דקיביל עמיכא מועז, אמרינון, מדריבו לקהל יקייח. קידם נסינס המועז, הנה מומים דהיס לו קורא, אם כן סובה וקיביל. איב דריקייח עובד יגעת פייד פעם דריקייח, איב דמיכא עובד יגעת פייד פעם דריקייח, דריקייח עובד יגיבין the money. So then we say that inasmuch as the Likeach was not Beidek, so, and it doesn't require a lot of research, you know, investigation. So, I mean, just with a brief inquiry, he could find out, so that, and he didn't do even that, so it's a raya, he doesn't care. But even if David is a convict, or he carries a weapon, so he still is willing to accept him as an Eved. Because after all, it has a call. So if he had made any inquiry, a superficial inquiry, he would have found out. The fact that he didn't even make a superficial inquiry indicates that he doesn't mind if the Eved is a convict or carries a weapon. V'hod omalei, harei shaloch lefonecho. The lekeach can say to the meicher, I don't want him, it's mekach toes. Ma'ere keidem shenosan alikach moes. Uktsas mashmakein, hosom diporech v'lei me'ameitz mechaveirei. Olavaraye, al me'mashma ad alikach moes. Kibel Mosa viholach. Pirisha kuntres. Kibel ui Mosa viholach. Telema Mosa ov li shluchi abal. Ui shaholchu shluchi ov im shluchi abal. So according to the Talmud vule nachayach. Shemotim zik. But the Talmud simpenis is still shayach. Vikoshe. The mashma hoche, the mosa al shluchi abal, haishino li simpe, ufirik nao shani spatsi so, omarav, misiros al chei lav li trumen, mashma di mishum simpe, leka li meichash. Now, if it was Nimsa to the shluchi, if the ishe was already nimsa to the shluchi abal, so then she has a din like in Isuo, even in respect to truma, after truma, that she can start eating truma. Mashma, the mishum simple like lemechas, that even according to the tam of simpen, it's not shayach. When the isha was turned over to the shluchi abal, because once she's turned over to the shluchi abal, so the baal made sure that he should invest bibedika for mumin, in other words, through his sister, through his mother, and so on. And here the Gemara is saying that only our liberty wule, from the point of view of wule stam. So if the ishe was turned over to shluchi abal, so we are not cheshi shem atimzik. But from the point of view of simpenes, we are still cheshi. Likach nirali foresh, di mosa v'hola chode milsi, v'ohe perushi, mosa rov l'shluchi abal, v'ola gam hui moem, that's not two separate things. Rashi says that it is two separate things. Mosar is one case, and Holach is another case. And he says it's the same case. Vorapirish, Mosar of Lishluch Rabal. And v'hola gam hui moed. Not as Rashi explains, oi, 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 holach. V'hola gam hui moed. V'hilkach, chayshinu li simpe. Doz li batkinu la chtei bibeise. Av misira di hosom, ma'er kishlo yolach im moed. Di oz bodak lo miyad. I don't think I should start the next piece of Gemara because then I'll have to stop in the middle. Okay, so for All right.
So for next Sunday,
so you should go over on the Gemara up to Bisilim and Biputa. But go over the sugye in Shuas very carefully, with the thesis in Shuas there too. Bedina, my time at the Bishamai, Omar Abzere, Shachinisho Makpedes al Atzmo, Vein Miskadeshes Bepochas Medina. So according to Abzere, the reason as to why Bishamai require a minimum of a dinner for Kedushin is because the Umdeni is that the Nisho does not want to turn herself over in marriage with less than a dinner. So it's a question of Umdeni. Omle Abaye Elameato King Bante de Rabianai. The captain and Abshaye will be Mikache Bipoches Mishave Prote. The daughters of Rabbi Yanai, they were very proud and they wouldn't allow themselves to be turned over in marriage with less than Tarkevili Dinre, Shleisha Kavin Dinre. The Tvor says something interesting. He says it's not mistaber that Rabbi Yanai's daughters were so proud. So he says the right girsay is Bante di Yanai, not the Rabbi Yanai. And it has referenced Yanai HaMelech. And then he mentions the Gemara in Yume that Yanai HaMelech received a lot of bribery from people in order to get appointments. So Yanai HaMelech was very affluent, he had a lot of money. So the daughters of Yanai HaMelech were accustomed, you know, to a high standard of living, to a lot of money. So Mele, they were so proud, they wouldn't turn themselves over in marriage to anyone unless that person gave them 3 kavim of dinar. But not Chas v'Sholem, the daughters of Rabbi Yanai. Why should we meet last against the daughters of Rabbi Yanai? All right, whatever. Elamatok in Bantai, the Rabbi Yanai or the Yanai, the Kabdan and Afshaye, will we mikache the Poches Mikar for the Dinre, Hochname, the Poshte Yodo, Vikiblo, Chadzuze, Miecho, Macher, Hochname, Lavik Dushin? So in other words, Abaye assumed that Rabzeire is saying in Bishamai that in view of the fact that the average woman is Makpedes not to give a consent for Gdushin with less than a dinar. So Mele, even if a woman says explicitly, I want to be Mekudeshes to you for a prote, she's not Mekudeshes either. So then a very strange conclusion could be drawn that the daughters of Rabbi Yanai of Yanai, so even if they sins normally, they are makpides not to turn themselves over in marriage with less than tarkevili dinre, so even if they stretch out their hands for less, they shouldn't be mikudeshes. And what is the svar in that? Chaname di poshtiyod vikibu chad zuze ma'achel chaname vikibushin. Omalei, Sarab Zira says, poshtiyod vikibu ikamine, ki kamine di kicho balaylo, iname di shav yeshliach. Sarab Zira said, I didn't mean that according to Bishamai, even if poshtiyod, so she's not the Gideshes. I said that according to Bishamai, if it's balaylo or shav yeshliach, where we don't know what her intention is, so minastam, she's not willing to give a consent. Now here there is a machlekes between Rashi and Tesis. According to Rashi, so Und wenn Rav Zera says, Posto Yodo Vikiblo Loika Mine, Posto Yodo Vikiblo Loika Mine, Kiko Amine di Kicho Balailo in Ame di Shavye Shliach, so he has reference not only to the case of Poches Medina, Alibid Bishamai, but even to Bante de Rabbianai too. So he's saying, Enoch Aname, Bante de Rabbianai, if he gave her the Kesev Dushi, Balailo or she appointed the Shliach, and the Baal gave the Shliach less than Tarkev the Dinre, so she wouldn't be Mekudesh. Tesis is Chirik, and Tesis says, insofar as Bante de Rabbianai is concerned, so that's something that is peculiar to Bante de Rabbianai. The average woman is not interested in such an astronomical, you know, sum of money. So even Bante de Rabbianai, in the case of Balailo and Shavye Shliach, so we say, inasmuch as the Bante, the daughters of Rabbianai, or Bianai, know themselves that this caprice, you know, for an astronomical sum of money is peculiar to themselves, and the average woman does not have such ambitions to get the target of the dinre in Dushin, so Mele, when she appoints a Shliach, and she doesn't spell out to the Shliach, listen, be sure to accept a minimum of Tarkev Dinre. The fact that she didn't say it, or if she accepts it, Balailo, and she doesn't say to the Mikadesh, listen, only if you are giving me now Tarkev Dinre, the fact that she accepted it Stam, she appointed the Shliach Stam, indicates that this time she's not Makpedes on Tarkev Dinre. Mashein Kein, less than a dinner, a little bit shama, in as much as this is the disposition of the average woman. Some mele inochaname, even Balailo, when an appointed a Shliach. So we say she does not want to be Mikudeshes for less than a dinner. And we don't say, why didn't she spell it out? Why does she have to spell it out? That's the umdene of the average woman. That's the machlekes between Rashi and Tesis. Right. Tarkev Shlisha Kabi, the Dinre Zuvi, the Shavi Shliach Likabu Bishel, the Lenim Labo, Bihamo, Bante de Rabbiana, Name, Yishav Shliach, the Abigdushin, and Tarkev Dinre. So on that point in Tesis Israel. Now let's see the thesis. Shachinisho makperes alatzma. Kosal kadaitoch, te rabzere afilu poshto yodo vikiblo koma, deinu mekudeshes, hoyu gilo lehakpit, al dina mishum dechsiv keset bikro, ul gabelido lichoshiv keset, elo dovo osher gilo bilhakpit, ומשמוכה בנת את רבי ינאי שרגילוס להקפיד על תרקל לדמרי אך נאמה לו יסקת שבדינה אפילו פושטו יודו וקיבלו פוחס מתרקף ליחושי כסף לגבי תסת מסתבר ואין זו סלוי ומשנה פושטו יודו לא יקאמיני דאפילו בפרוטו יסף סקדשס די כסף קרינה בי כי קאמיני די קיצ'ו בלילו אינאמה דישב ישליה und wo auch habe klugt die Bishamai und Bissil und Masnissen. Und Pirisch Akuntres, die Bande der Rabianai, ich habe schon beschlich, wo habe geduschen. Aber darf ich die Tage über die Dinge, die Kosche, die mir keine Sache der Rechel ist, und ich finde das nur ein Bosak Lachas, wie Achas, wie Daito, die Chai Gavne Paul, für die Kammer Gitten, für die Sabbatin, Kalbar Yoshe, für Nira Dore Paul. Aber Mate, in Bande der Rabianai, wie ich die immer genommen, das Katschi, Poch, im Kauf der Dinge, in keine Sache der Rechel ist, und die Bande der Rabianai, mit dem Schinaschire ist, wo ich mich Katschi, wie Poch, mit Tarke, wie die Dinge, und Achir ist mich Katschi, wie Dinge. Und ich habe eine Poste Jodolo in Kaminal, die große Bedeutung, die in mir macht Pedes, und mich Kadesche ist auch für die Schöne Brut. Der Fakt, dass sie didn't spell it out, her capricious desire, so shows that this moment she is not Mac Pedes. Because if she had been motivated by the regular capricious ambition, then she should spell it out. Goldsmith, I didn't make friends, but I have to show it. Kiko amine di kicho belailo, in ame di shavye shliach, do skulun shoveis, di vipoches medine arim miskadeshes, wo zan yizm chol shoranoshi, de in yeide is, shalo yitnu li shliach elo kmo ili shonosh. So there's the machlekes between Rashi and Tesis. In other words, when Rav Zeira says, Poshto Yodo, Vichibu Ikamine, that she is Mikudeshes, Kiko Amine, the Kicho Balailo, Nam Shav Yishliach. So according to Rashi, Kicho Balailo, Shav Yishliach, so she's not Mikudeshes, a little bit of Bishama, it was less than a dinner. And similarly, she's not Mikudeshes, by Bante de Rabiana, you would less than Tarke Vili Dinre. And according to Teisves, so by Kitcha Balayl and Shav Yishliach, so only by with less than a dinner she's not Mekadeshes. But by Bante de Rabiana, less than Tarke Vili Dinre, she is Mekadeshes. The fact that she didn't spell it out indicates that at this moment she doesn't care for a Tarke Vili Dinre. All right. Now that's very simple. So that's Rav Zeira's stuff. Rav Yosef gives another term for Bishamai's din. Rav Yosef omar tamayu di Bishamai ki Rav Yude omar Ravasi. The omar Rav Yude omar Ravasi. Kol kesef omu b'teiro kesef tzure. Vishal divreyem kesef midine. This is a difficult piece of Gemara, especially Rashi's pshat. Kol kesef omo b'teiro kesef tzure. Im pirish kolin have a shekel tzure. Vim stam have a madbeo apchuso shebitzure. Now Rashi here is miforesh kol kesef om v'teiro kesef tzure according to the maskone of the Gemara as to the pshat and Ravasi. But this is not in conformity to the pshat and Ravasi's din the way Rav Yosef applies it to Sunsi. We shall be bringing Kesef Medina, we come in for a slot. Kesef Medina is Shmini Shebi Kesef Tzure. Vim Zela Hu Shmini Shebi Zela Tzure. Vim Dina Hu Shmini Shebi Dina Tzure. Hilkach, now he's Meforesh. Ravasis Memre, the way Rav Yosef understands it, and the way Rav Yosef applies it to Bishamai's Din. Hilkach, Prutali Motzes Lemenya. That's why Bishamai say Dina, because in view of the fact
country. Sehr. That was a very industrial city in ancient times. The time of Matan Torah, it was the industrial city, Tseya. So Tyre, Phoenicia, that's Phoenicia. So that was the most industrial and commercial city in the time of Matan Torah. So they had a very good currency system. So when the Torah was given to the Jewish people, so whenever the Torah said kesef, what kesef did it have reference to? The kesef that was current in Tseya, in Phoenicia, because that was the most developed industrial commercial city at the time of Matan Torah. So Rav Yosef assumed not only kesef kotzuf has reference to the kesef that is current in Phoenicia, in Tseya. Any kesef, even if it's not kesef kotzuf. The maskona of the Gemara is only kesef kotzuf. But Rav Yosef assumed any kesef mentioned in the Torah has reference to the kesef that is current in Phoenicia. Now I'm sorry, I mean I said the first Rashi, in Pirish Kolim Have Shekel Tzure, Vim Stam Have Mabea Pusish Bitzure, I said before, that's according to the Maskon of the Gemara. No, because according to Maskon of the Gemara, it has reference only to Kesef Kotzov. Here Rashi does not say Kesef Kotzov. In Pirish Kolim Have Shekel Tzure, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. Alright, so Vim Stam Mabea Pusish Bitzure. So, Hilkach, Pruter Motzes Lemeima, Lefishi Shal Necheshis, and Ubitzure Madbeya Shal Necheshis Lechi. And in Tzure, in Phoenicia, in Tseya, at time of Matan Torah, they didn't have any copper Madbeyas. Whether they had it later on or not is not important. It's only, the important thing is, whether at time of Matan Torah they had copper coins or not. But the fact is, the time of Matan Torah, Tseya, did not have copper coins. So, Mamele, according to Bishamai, inasmuch as they didn't have copper coins at the time of Matan Torah in Tseya, so the Kesef of Dushan, Bishamai also agree with the Gzershove of Kiche Kiche. So that means that Kesef is mentioned like Abik Dushin because of the Alfuse of the Gezerah Shoveh. But Bishamai don't agree with Bisil, you see. So the way the Ramban and the other Rishonim explain, in other words, what is it? The Gemara has the Kashe. Does it mean that Ravase mentions his din alibi de Bishamai? No, Ravase mentions the din alibi de Kula only. So then the Gemara says Ravase's reference to Kesef Kotzuf. So the question is, and what's the shita of Rav Yosef? So the Ramban says that Rav Yosef agrees that Ravase has reference to Kesef Kotzuf. But Rav Yosef says, and that point is the machlekes between Bisham and Bisil. According to Bisilel, so this halacha of kol kesef homo b'teiro, kesef tzure is limited only to kesef kotzuf. But according to Bishamai, Rav Yosef says, it's not limited only to kesef kotzuf, even if it's not kesef kotzuf. But one difference, if it's kesef kotzuf, then it means a seller. Then it means a seller, if it's a kesef kotzuf. That's why I said, I mean, so in Pirish Kolim have a shekel tzure at first, because that's the maskone of the Gemara. But here the Rashi emphasized in Pirish Kolim have a shekel tzure. In other words, according to Rav Yosef, So Bisham I say that even if it's not Kesef Kotsuf, so it means Kesef Tzure. So then Bisham I should say, a seller, not a dinar. A seller is for dinar. Why? So that's what Rashi says. In Pirish Kolim Abeshe Kotsuri. True, that according to Rav Yosef, so Bishamai applied the aloche of kol kesef omer bateir or kesef tzure even to a case where it's not kotzov bateir. It's not kotzov bateir. But there is one difference, you see. If it is kesef kotzov, so then it means a shekel, even if the Torah doesn't spell out shekel. As long as the Torah spells out the number, Hamishim, even if the Torah wouldn't say Hamishim Shkolim, so it would still be Shkolim, it'd be Shkolim. But when it's not Kotzuf, so then it's, according to Bishama, it still means Kesef that was current in Phoenicia at the time of Matan Torah, in Seir. But if it's not Kotzuf, just Kesef Stam, so then it doesn't mean Shkolim. But if it says Shekel, then it means Shekel Bitzur, Shekel of Tzur. Fine. Hilkach, Pruteli Motzes Lemeima, Levishi Shal Mechayishes, Uvitzure Madbeya Shal Mechayishes Leke, Uvitdushin Kesef Ksiv, Dokicha Kicha Gmire, even though it's not Kotzuf. It doesn't say how many kesef, one kesef, two kesef, three kesef, kesef, no number. So, but according to Rav Yosef says, according to Bishamai, even if it's not kesef kotzev, kesef stam, also has reference to kesef tzure. But which kesef tzure? Which kesef? So here, Rashi involves a difficulty. So then we should say, which kesef tzure? Because inasmuch as if at the time, suppose at the time of Matan Torah, there would be copper coins in Tzur, in Seir. So then, Bishamai would agree that he put it. But the reason as to why Bishamai cannot agree with Bisila, a put it, because at the time of Matan Torah, there were no copper coins. Put it is a copper coin. So then, it should be the smallest silver coin that was current in Seir, in Phoenicia, at the time of Matan Torah. The smallest silver coin that was current at the time of Matan Torah was Imor. Esrim Geo, the Torah mentions, in connection with the Machtes HaShekel, Esrim Geo HaShekel, Umitagaminon Esrim Moi. So that was the smallest silver coin that was current in Seir at the time of Matan Torah. So then Bishamai should require a more. But why do the Bishamai require a dinar? A dinar is the equivalent of six moi. Sheish moi is be dinar. Oh, that's the difficulty that is involved in Rashi's pshat. So let's see how Rashi explained. Uvitzurim al peyesh on cheishes leti. Uvikdushin kesef ksiv. Do kicha kicha gmire. So, v'chivim de'afikte me'prute, al me'mide d'chshives boye, u'itmiyu adina. Well, that involves a difficulty. Monefshech. Rashi implied that if at the time of Matan Torah there had been copper coins in Seir, so then Bishamai would agree with Bisilel that it is a prute. The only reason as to why the achilikam b'silel is because at the time of Matan Torah there was no copper coin current in Seir, but there was a silver coin which was current at the time of Matan Torah in Seir, which was much smaller, 1/6 of a dinar, So let Bishamai require just a more wire dinner. So Rashi says, Das ist die Kasche des Ballons Rasch. Wir haben da fickte mit Prute, arme Mide der Schivesboy. Der Schivesboy, ines Matsch, es de Tora Menschens Kesset, Rigabit Duschen. Wo ist de Tora Menschens Kesset, Rigabit Duschen? In der Gzereshove auf Kirche, Kirche. Mis de Efrain, en beis de Efrain, de Tora Menschens Kesset, was so de Kachmen. So that means that Kesset is mentioned in connection with Duschen. Tu, with Duschen tu. Now, so that means that the Torah, even though Bishamai agree, that generally the minimum of Momain is put. Let's say, in Kolater Kol, there's a Shia put. Bishamai are not chilek in regard, let's say, to the Aloche of let's say, Shiva Sadayonim Bipute, Chomish Putese in the Mishnah Azov. Bishamai agree with that. They are only chilek in respect to Kedush. But generally speaking, they agree with Bissel that the minimum of Momain is a prote. Here the Torah says, no, prote is not enough. We require kesef. So why does the Torah say prote is not enough? Because the Torah is makpedes, obviously, because the Torah is makpedes, that here we should have a Momain of chshives, not just Momain. Let's say, in Kolater Kule, Bishamai agree with Bissila that the put is enough. Because we don't require, the Torah is not makpid and momin of chshives. But here, the Torah says keset, not just momin, but momin choshev. Since by mentioning keset in respect to Kedusha, so the Torah indicated that here, the Torah is makpid and momin choshuv, because otherwise the Torah wouldn't even mention kesef. So if it has to be choshuv, so the smallest silver coin is not momin choshuv. What is the momin choshuv? Only a dinar. Why a dinar? Yes, and more not. I mean, what's the getter? So obviously because with the dinar at the time of Matan Torah, you could buy substantial food. It had substantial purchasing power. Mashenkin more at the time of Matan Torah, even though it was a silver coin, but did not have substantial purchasing power. So that's why a more is not Momin Choshuv, and dinar is Momin Choshuv. Now the question is against Rashi, and that in effect is part and parcel of the kasha by the Rishani against Rashi. Monefshech, if the fact had been that silver coin, a copper coin had been current in soil at the time of Matan Torah, so then Bishamai would say that it's a prute, even though a prute is certainly not Momin Choshuv. So why now that the fact is that in Seir there was no copper coin current in time of Matan Torah? So why should Bishamai require a dinar and not a moe? Why? Because a moe is not Momin Choshuv. Dinar is. But prute certainly is not a Momin Choshuv. And Rashi himself says that if a copper coin had been current in, say, at the time of Matan Torah, then a prute would be enough, even though it's not choshuv. So who says it has to be Momin Choshuv? The answer is the fact that the Torah mentioned in the Gzereshove Kesef, the Gabi Kedushin, that advises us that Kedushin requires Momin Choshuv. Not like Kolater Kule, just Momin, not Momin Choshuv. What does Momin Choshuv mean? Well, it has Momin that has substantial purchasing power. As a matter of fact, the Shita of the Sma is, that even on Liberty Bisila, that the Prut is enough, but Bismana Hazeh, you couldn't be Mikadish and Nishe. You couldn't be Mikadish and Nishe with the Prut. With a prote. it has to be substantial enough to buy substantial food with it. When Rav Moshe Feinstein got married, and that was, you know, in the year of the revolution, of the Bolshevist revolution, so he couldn't get a ring. I mean, the universal practice throughout the generations was to be mikdash with a tabaz. I mean, not that al-Bedin you have to do that, but it was impossible to get a ring. He tried very hard to get a ring, a cheap ring. He couldn't, because it was right after the Bolshevist revolution. So then the father, his father, Rav David Feinstein, the Rav of Starobi, so was a great uncle of mine, so he told Rav Moshe that he should be mikdash with a coin. What coin? The coin that was current in Russia, a ruble. So Rav David told Rav Moshe to use 2 rubles. Why? Because of the Sma Shite. The Sma said, Bismana Ze. So with the Prute, you cannot be Mikadish and Nisho. It has to be substantial enough to be able to buy substantial food. Let's say, in other words, if you buy with that coin, you can buy enough food to satisfy your hunger. That means it has substantial purchasing power. But if with that coin you can only buy a small piece of chewing gum, so that, then it does not have substantial purchasing power. So in order to be sure that it has substantial purchasing power, he told Rav Moshe to use 2 rubles. With 2 rubles he could have bought a whole meal in those days, in 1917. So that is the shite of the Sma, that even according to Bisila, who do not require dinner, only Prute, still Bisman Hazeh, Prute cannot be used. Let's say a penny or a groschen, you know, in Poland, could not be used for Gdushin, because it doesn't have substantial purchasing power. So I mention it as something similar. So this is what Rashi is saying. If the Torah had not mentioned Kesev in the Gzeirah Shoveh Gabi Gdushin, I would say there is no halacha of Momen Choshuv. And what's Momen Choshuv? Momen Choshuv means enough momen that has substantial purchasing power. So, but since the Torah mentions Kesef Ligabi Gdushin, to tell us that the Prute is not enough. In Kol HaTere Kule, wherever momen is required, let's say she was Dayonim, wherever, so B'Shamay agree with this, the Prute is enough. So why Gdushin is different? Because by Gdushin the Torah is Makpid, it shouldn't be just momen. But momen Choshuv, what does it mean, momen Choshuv? What does it mean, momen Choshuv? Substantial momen. Momen that is so substantial that it has substantial purchasing power. You could buy substantial food with it. Substantial food. So, some mele, the smallest silver coin at the time of Matan Torah, a mor, was not enough, because a mor is not choshuv, does not have substantial purchasing power. What had substantial purchasing power at the time of Matan Torah? A dinner. V'chivin da'afikti mi'prute alma minis d'chshivez boye u'ikmiu ad'inera k'dolekam. Gufe, Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Rav Asi, kol kesef omu bateiro, kesef tzure, we shall divray him kesef medine.
Ukralahu.
Here is the difficulty, ma. Vai taine dichsid, ki yitini shal reyu kesef ekelim lishmeir, utnam shvues rayonim, hataino shte kesef, vai doye shove prute. Now, when you go over this Gemara, you have to remember one thing. You can't go over the Gemara without taking notice the machlekes between Rav and Shmuel. Now, the Mishnah says, Shvuas Rayonim Ataino Shtei Kesef, Vaidoy Shavuot. But there is a machlekes between Rav and Shmuel. Between Rav and Shmuel. Rav says that Kfirak requires Shtei Kesef. Shtei Mois. Now what does Shtei Kesef mean? Not Shnei Dinrim. Because if it meant Dinrim, Dinar is Loshen Zohar. So the Mishnah should say Shnei Kesef. The fact that the Mishnah uses Loshen Nekevo, Shtei Kesef. So it's a raya that Shtei Kesef is reference to Mois. Mois, Loshen Nekevo. Shtei Mois. So according to Rav, the Kfira Sataine has to be Shtei Kesef. So maybe the Taine has to be at least Shtei Kesef plus Prute. And according to Shmuel, so the Taine, the original Taine, the very outset, has to be Shtei Kesef. And the Kfira can be even a Prute. That's the Machlekes between Rav and Shmuel. Even though, generally, so whenever there is a Machlekes between Rav and Shmuel, so Hilchasi Kishmuel Bidine, but here all the Rishenim Paskin like Rav. Like Rav. Alright, but the Machlekes between Rav and Shmuel as to whether, when the Mishnah says, Shuas Ayonim Ataino Shtikesef, what it means, the Taine at the very outset has to be Shtikesef, and the Kfira can be even a Prote, that's what Shmuel says, and according to Rav, so it means that the Kfira Sataine has to be Shtei Kesef. And the Taine in the Mele has to be at least Shtei Kesef plus Prote. Putnan, Shuas Ayon Mataino Shtei Kesef, Vaido Yeshove Prote. So what's the Kasha? According to Rashi. Yes, it's very, very difficult, the Kasha. Now, according to Rashi, so this kasha requires an extra explanation, because according to Rashi, the smallest matbeye current in Tzure, in Tzeya, at the time of Matan Torah was a mor. So what's the kasha? On the contrary, so this din the Mishneh is in conformity to Ravas's din memory. That's why it says Shtei Kesef to Mois. Nothing wrong with that. So what's the Kasha of the Gemara? So the Kasha of the Gemara is, but here the Mishnah says, there the Torah says, Ki yit nishal reyu kesef oy kelim lishmeh. So it says kesef. It doesn't say Shtei Kesef. Ki yit nishal reyu Shtei Kesef oy kelim lishmeh. But it says, Ki yit nishal reyu kesef oy kelim lishmeh. Just kesef. So why does the Mishnah require two mois? Obviously, that kesef doesn't mean just the smallest silver coin of Tzur. Because if kesef in the Torah would mean the smallest silver coin current in Tzeya at the time of Matan Torah, then the Mishnah should say, Shvuas Rayonim, Moachas. Not, why did it say Shtei Mois? So obviously, when the Torah says Kesef, Kesef doesn't mean silver coin. Kesef means money. So then, how much money? So it's Mosar HaKosov HaChom. So here the Chachomim decided that it has to be tumois. But kesef doesn't mean a specific coin. Kesef means money. How much money? So in one case, it means that much of money, and in another case, it might mean something else. Who decides? Motzakos v'chachom. Motzakos v'chachom. But according to Rav Asi, so when the Torah says kesef, it means dafke. It means this the smallest coin of silver current in Seir. So then Shvus Dayonim should require only one moy, not shtei moys. This is Rashi's pshat. Very complicated. Oh. Varitaine Rashi Shorim Tines Chaveri. Umaj binis. אם הייתי במקצץ, דכסיף כי ייתן איש, ואולו כסיף אשר ימה כל זה, יאופן המנה, שעמד במקצץ יש בה, דניקרו הבאי יסוסם כסיף, ותרשינו לשוות, ותנן שבוע זיון עם עיני בפוחס, ותן אשתי מויס כסף, ופליגי בו רב ושמואל, רב אמר כפיר אשתי כסף, ושמואל אמר, תן עצמו אשתי כסף, ואפילו לקופה בו אלה פרוטה, אוי הוידה בפרוט החיים, מכל מוקים מדיקטוני שתי כסף, שמע מנו קרום, לאו דווקא כסף קומה, אלא המומיני בעומק קופי, וכיוון שלי פיריש כמו לימוס רק עושה לך חומים, וליקום לו לרבונון, להשבוי בבוץ המאוחה, די קרו דווקא כסף כסיב, נאי דימוי היא מטבע הפרוסה שביצורי מישתיים מנו לאו, שתיים מנו להו. So בישלי מי פויסי, there is no general cloud that כסף means a certain coin. Then you understand? כסף means money. And how much money? So that was נמסל חכם. But if we say that כסף means a specific coin, so why did the Chachomim say two mois? So the Gemara gives the Teretz, Hosom dum yedikei, that le'ilom kesev doesn't mean money. Kesev generally means a specific silver coin. What is the specific silver coin? The smallest silver coin current in Seir at the time of Matan Torah. At the time of Matan Torah, so Mimele, that is Imoy. That is Imoy. But why did the Chachomim say two Moyes? That's because there is a special Zosakosu, it has to be two. Because Dumiri Kelim, Ma Kelim is Losh Rabi, Shnaim, Av Kesef Shnaim. Now, Uma, but as far as Kesef is concerned, so it doesn't make any difference whether you have two small coins or you have one single coin that is the equivalent value of two coins. So, makim shnayim af kesef shnayim uma kesef davachoshuv af kelim davachoshuv. Let's see the Rashi. Ohega sino. Uma kesef davachoshuv af kelim davachoshuv. Why does Rashi say Ohega sino? Because the main girsa was something else in this world. And Rashi rejected the main girsa. The main girsa was Hosom dum yedikelim, ma kelim shnayim, af kesef shnayim, u ma kelim davachoshuv, af kes, af kol davachoshuv. U ma kelim davachoshuv, Afkesev davachoshuv. That was the main girsi. But Rashi rejected that girsi. And Rashi accepted another girsi. Makilim shnayim afkesev shnayim. Umakesev davachoshuv af kelim da vachoshuv. Now Rashi, now this is the girls in our text, but Rashi, makes da vachoshuv, af kelim da vachoshuv. All right, horagatsin, makes da vachoshuv, af kelim da vachoshuv, she yushovim shtei kesev, ulafukem mandom ahosom, toanu shtnei machtin, חייל בידועס אחס מן, לכך יוצאו כלים למה שאין, כלימה שישחלי בכלים בכל שהוא. Now here Rashi is mentioning a striking chiddush, because he says, our Gemara is trying to negate the halacha mentioned in Shavuos, that kelim even a mashu, so he's require Shvue, even in Mashu. Who mentions that Halacha in Shvue is Dafmem? None other than Shmuel. None other than Shmuel, the same Shmuel who says that when the Mishnah says a Taina Shtei Kesev, it means Taina Atzma Shtei Kesev, not Kviro Shtei Kesev. Kviro can be Prote also. So the same Shmuel says that even Machti, if Ruvain says to Shimon, I gave you bepikodin two needles, how much could two needles be worth? So then, and he's made a bimikzas, and Shimon is made a bimikzas, he says, one needle you gave me, the other needle you didn't give me bepikodin, so it's chayvishu. So it's chayvishu. Why? Because the Torah spells out kelim. The Torah doesn't say, ki yitin yishel reyu, Kesef oy kelim chshuvim lishmer. The Torah says, "Ki yitin nishal reyu kesef oy kelim, any kelim, not dafke a golden tray, even needles." So in other words, so Shmuel learns out from the posik that the kele does not have to be the vachosh. A kele does not have to be a davachosh. So now when the Gemara says, Hosom dumya di kelim makelim shnayim, af kesef shnayim, uma kesef davachoshuv, af kelim davachoshuv, so the Gemara is lafuke mishmuel's din. Lafuke mishmuel's din of likach yotzu kelim likol shein. Lafuke. So in other words, our Gemara does not accord with Shmuel's din. So with whom does he accord? It doesn't accord with Shmuel, so it has to accord with Rav. As a matter of fact, all the Rishonim pass like Rav. But all the Rishonim say that while there is a machlekes between Rav and Shmuel as to whether Taina Atzmo is Shtekesev or Kfire has to be Shtekesev, but this din of Shmuel, Rav is not chilek. No one, it's not mentioned in the Gemara in Shavuos that any Amir is chilek on Shmuel's din that he learns out from the fact that the Torah says kelim, and the Torah doesn't say kelim chshuvim, kelim daily, ki itni shoreyu kesef oy kelim, any kelim, even machtim. So Rav is not chilek that din of Shmuel. Rav is not chilek on the din of Shmuel. Mimele, ste, teisves. All right. So all the Rishonim, not just teisves, all the Rishonim are chilek on Rashi, because Rashi says that the pshat in the Gemara, makesev davachoshuv, afkelim davachoshuv, that machtinat, so. All the Rishonim say no, even machtim, and it's not inconsistent with this droshe of makesev devachoshuv afkelim devachoshuv, because macht, even machtim is considered devachoshuv, no matter what the value is. All right, but let's hear Rashi. Hogasim umakesev devachoshuv afkelim devachoshuv. She shoved him, she kissed him. ששומעים שתי כסף, ולאפו כמנדו מרוסום, תואנו שני מחתין, חייב, וידוע אחס מהן, לקח יוצאו כלים למה שהם, כלים שישחייב בכלים בכל שהוא. בודת מנדו מרשמואל, And the Gemara doesn't mention that anyone is Chilik on Shmuel. So apparently Rashi Shita is Rav is Chilik on Shmuel. I mean, why should Rav be Chilik? What has this to do with the Machlekes as to whether the Taina Atzmo is Tikesef or Kfir Zayin is Tikesef? That's a kash. But we have to say, in Rashi, he says Lafukim Shmuel. So Lafukim Shmuel, so with Umulet accord with Rav, ושאין מפורשים שהדינה הוא מטבע הפרוסה שביצוע. Not like Rashi's פשט, that the smallest silver coin in Seir at the time of Manitor was Imor. No. The smallest silver coin current in Seir at the time of Manitor was a dinah. ופרחה. So then, according to Rabbi Yisef of Rashi, the pshat in Rabbi Yisef is very simple. So that's why Bishamai say Dushin requires a dinar, because the Torah mentions in the Gezeirah Shoveh Kesef, and according to Bishamai, Kesef is Matbeya Pchusa Shebitzure, and what was a dinar? So it's very simple. What is the Kasha of the Gemori? The Kasha of the Gemori is Monefshach. If kesef means dinar, they are gabi pikodin, gabi made by mikzas, the Torah says kesef, ki it initial reyu kesef ui kelim lishmer kesef. So it should also be dinar. It should also be dinar, two dinarim. But now, why does Mishnah say two mois? There's the kash. I've seen him before, shah dinar umadbe apusha shabitzur. ופירכם לתון שתי כסף שהיא מויץ ותירוצה so the question is why does the Mishnah say שתי כסף לא שני קיבו which means שתי מויץ the Mishnah should say שני כסף two dinarim ותירוצה מה כלים דבר חשוב אף כסף דבר חשוב so the Gemara says הוסם דומי די כלים מה כלים שניים אף כסף שניים ומה כלים דבר חשוב, אף כסף דבר חשוב. So the drosha of אף דבר חשוב is to reduce the value of the כסף. It doesn't have to be a dinar, but a moe is enough. But it has to be two moes. ולדי קשה ביטובי. I mean, that pshat is much, much simpler. Than Rashi's pshat. But Rashi has a number of tainus against the pshat. Chode din kein, the chol kesef om batero dinaru, hecha asya hache keishe umafkele, hokeose keishe lashmino makilim shnayim, af kesef shnayim. Since the general rule is that kesef means dinar, so why do we say ligabei Ligabe Shwe of Medib Mikzas, that it means Moe, because of a Hekesh. Ma, Kelim the Rochoshuv, Af Kesev the Rochoshuv. But after all, we need that Hekesh, we darshan from the Hekesh, Ma Kelim Shnayim, Af Kesev Shnayim. So how can we deduce from that, makilim de rochoshuv, hafkesef de rochoshuv. So when we got to this time, Tesvis, Hol Hashem say, Ein Hekesh Lemechzo. You can learn out from Hekesh more than one Allah. Alright. Voi makilim the Vachoshuv, Vichimacha the Vachoshuv. Vichimacha the Vachoshuv. Vamrin Hosom, Likachio Sakilim Limashu, Alme Lichshive Machti, Alme Lichshive Machti. So, what do Rishim say as to the second time by Rashi? No, because Enochaname, Machat, Machat, even Yotzukilim Limashu, but Machat also has Chshivis. Any Kele has a very important function, even in Machat. Even in Machat. So, it has a very important function. With the Machat, you can make garments, all kinds of things, all kinds of godim you can sew with the Machat. You can accomplish so much with the Machat. So it's the Vachosho. In money, so less than a dinner is not the head, is not Chosho. Less than I'm suffering Moyam is not Chosho. Mashenke Nikele? So even if it's less than a moe, it's still choshev. Alme l'chshive machtim, vei behedi amrin hosa mifre, ma kesev dova choshev, taf lametes, af kilim dova choshev, vi chesev ki osa lahar drosha osa. Taf lametes. But there is a girse in the Gemara in Dushan, which is also makilim the vachoshuv, afkesev the vachoshuv. But the predominant girsa in Gdushin was makesev the vachoshuv, afkilim the vachoshuv. Afkilim the vachoshuv. Now, as far as this time is concerned, so Tesvis and the other Rishonim say, assuming that the right girsa in Shavuos is makesev the vachoshuv, afkilim the vachoshuv, first of all, even that is not so certain, because there is another Gersa in Shavuos also. But assuming that the right Gersa in Shavuos is Makesed Rochoshuv, Afkilim Rochoshuv, so it's no Kashi, has no bearing here, because there the Gemara discusses the Droshe Alibe, the Gemara discusses the Droshe Alibe the Shmuel. Alibidi Shmuel. So Shmuel doesn't apply the Kesef to learn out that Kfira Sataina has to be Shtei Kesef. Shtei Kesef. So Mimele he applies, so the purpose of Kesef in that Posik is to teach us Ma Kesef Dova Choshuv Afkilin Dova Choshuv. Mashenkin our Gemara goes a little bit Rav. Goes a little bit Rav. I mean, even Rashi admits that our Gemara goes a little bit Rav. So, according to Rav, so we couldn't learn out from Kesed. Because according to Rav, we learn out from Kesed that Kfir Atzmo requires the Kesed. Some Mele, the Dova Choshuv, we have to learn out, according to Rav, not from Kesev, but from Kelim. All right.